Hey everybody, what's up? We're back. It's Those Wrestling Girls. It's your girl Krista B
and Queen PR,
and today we have officially our second guest of our show, Miss Jenna from Mixed Tag.
Yo, we're so happy to have you.
I'm very happy to be here. I know I kind of flaked last week, but the rain was just like,
see, us New Yorkers, we gotta deal with the crazy.
Exactly.
With the crazy.
So I was just like, I'm already comfortable. Can we try next week? So, but thank you guys.
It was cool.
Yeah, and I feel like everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And you have the Naomi shirt on.
Woo! Okay, we gotta explain this.
Let's just talk about this. And then we can go into who Jenna loves.
Talk your stuff.
So Jenna is wearing a Naomi shirt for us because, as you all may know, we did a dope spotlight episode on Naomi, and you guys have been supporting it. Y'all have been tweeting about it, retweeting, atting her, and all of those efforts worked because Naomi retweeted our episode and said how we helped her reflect on who she was and that she's going to hold us up to us hanging out with her when she's back in New York.
Yes.
So that so literally cool. right there meant it means the world to me and P that she actually took the time out to listen to us
and
for
it had
39
such a
minutes.
A positive impact on her.
Yeah, P that had to go like, back and rewatch the
episode. I was like, oh my God, and we speak very highly of, and not just because she's Naomi, but like she's dope.
She's doing her
shit.
Dope.
Yeah.
So Naomi, we love you. Yes. And we're now besties because now she follows me personally on Twitter.
I mean, clearly besties. Like, we got the Black Girl Magic. We got Jenna here.
Like, that's what it is. Black
excellence.
That's all that matters.
Yes. And Jenna is the co-host of Mixed Tag.
Yes.
And what's crazy is our first guest, Janelle, also Jobberteers records here. Mixed Tag's been recording here. They like the OGs of Gotham. So we're like,
so
we bring
all
in
neighbors with a friendly community.
Just got to bring it all in together.
Yeah. Shout out to Janelle.
Yes,
Janelle.
Right?
Yes.
We got to have all four of us on another show.
Definitely.
Yeah. I love that. Definitely.
Yeah. That would be really, really cool. So we talked about who we stan right now, which is Naomi. But who is your all-time favorite women's wrestler superstar right now?
I mean, if anyone like who knows me or follows me, my favorite is Sasha, Sasha Banks. I can go on and on how I think she's the greatest.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to make myself out too much of a mark right now, so I'm gonna chill out. But yeah, she's definitely my favorite.
Nice. And so you've met her how many times?
I was just talking about this with my friend. He was like, you definitely met her more than like he has. I want to say at least 10 times.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow. That's dope. Like, if I was younger, and my favorite wrestler is The Rock of all time. Like,
that's my favorite wrestler of
all time. The Rock.
Okay.
And if
taste,
I could have met him 10 plus times.
Listen,
or
when
whatever,
I was younger,
from Attitude Era up until his movie tape, the hell.
Listen, girl. when we went to NOLA, like me and my friends, and I met Stone Cold, I was like,
that's hers.
That's you.
Yeah.
That was like you said, growing up, right? Like, this was the 90s, and like, how can I put it? Like, it wasn't accepted, like, for us to really, you know what I mean? It was more male-dominated. So when I got to, like, relive my childhood and meet Stone Cold, that was fantastic. But I was like, if it was The Rock,
they would have had to carry me out.
I'm telling you.
I would have passed out.
He's very much, like, he's larger than life.
I'm telling you, like, whatever. I can go on and on about him, too, but in regards besides The Rock, Sasha's like my all time favorite.
Nice.
So.
And since what year have you been a Sasha fan?
I mean, I think for the majority of people that like been riding with her, it's more or less when her boss character really took form in NXT. I want to say maybe early 2015, but it wasn't like I was a stan. It was just like, wow, this girl is really dope.
Gotcha.
And then obviously Takeover happened with her and Bayley, and that's, in my opinion, still the greatest women's match.
I think so,
you know,
too.
A lot of people hyped up Becky and Charlotte. I don't know if you guys are going to talk about that later. But regardless, I still thought that was the best match, women's match ever. So, and it just continued. I was like, wow, okay, she moved to the main roster. And then her feud with Charlotte. I was like, this girl is really like...
She
like,
brings it.
That
like,
was one of my favorite feuds. Hands down, Sasha and Charlotte. Hands down.
I mean, it was the best feud in 2016.
It was
like even like rated as that. Like, and imagine, like, again, speaking from like we grew up in the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine us saying, like, I don't know, Trish or Lita or someone in general was the top, like women were the top few right. in the 90s.
That wasn't even heard of.
Because yep. right. our childhood was defined by Stone Cold of the Rock.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like H literally Rock. Defined by yeah. that.
Austin,
yeah.
Triple H, Austin McMahon. Like.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it was males. Yeah. So, yeah, that was, I thought that was, and clearly a lot of people thought that was the best few that year. Mm-hmm. And it just continued. And I felt like, I related to her in a sense just because she's a woman of color. Yep. Like, she's biracial, but she's still a woman of color, yep. right? And just, like, you're that good, but it's always someone else that gets the accolades or recognition. Yeah. And that was kind of the situation mm-hmm. with her and Charlotte. Charlotte's fantastic, yep. you know, not taking anything away from her. But I always felt like Charlotte, Sasha made her like yep, even better.
I agree.
But we're gonna always give Charlotte
the credit because who her father
who
is.
Who her father is, and you know. Like, yep. keep it 100. You know, she's you know,
she's the tall blonde.
She's a yeah. tall blonde. Okay, let's keep it.
She's
we
very
keep it
marketable.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that
let's
way.
Keep it.
She's
let's
the tall, beautiful
is.
Blonde. Mm-hmm. Legs go miles. Boobs, yeah. Boobs are up. Like, and she's very pretty. And yeah. you know, but. You're right. Like, they always going to give it to Charlotte or mm-hmm. if you're a blonde or whatever. That's why my bitch Sonya, we got to talk about Sonya Deville calling that out too on Twitter. Yes.
That was fire.
That was
dope.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
real.
Yeah, like, I was, like, surprised. I was like, that's a promo that can create an interest in a feud, period. Like, I don't even know what's about to happen. I don't know why y'all beefing, but that promo,
but
I'm
you
got
to put yourself out there, especially if you're not true. Getting that opportunity. True. Like, kudos to Sonya for doing that.
Yeah.
And it just sucks now we don't have the wild card rule, right?
Because so I was just like, how are they going to make that
even
work?
Even make that work, yeah. So, but
now we want the wild card rule.
Yeah, exactly. Just for that. Everything
I just
else.
I think, yeah, we don't have the wild card rule, but we already know WWE is, like, known for doing some shit right. you wouldn't see.
Right.
Like,
yes, but then they overdo it.
True.
Right. True. I feel like this should still go over on Twitter for a little while longer before yeah. it carries over into the ring.
Because we still have Survivor Series, mm-hmm. and that's when brands
that's when they're
going
to come head to head.
Stuff,
so they can
Becky's champion. So I don't know how that would work, but
I think Becky's not going to be champion longer.
I hope not.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because, I mean, coming up with Survivor Series, and then you have, like, nobody really wants to see a Bayley and Becky fight.
I kind of do.
Champion versus champion.
With the heel Bayley.
The heel Bayley?
I'm totally with that.
I'm a Bayley fan. Like,
me too.
I just don't think she gets enough recognition, especially because agreed. The other four horsewomen, but. Heel Bayley, that she's
I'm
got
with
a badass.
I'm so intrigued.
We'll
I'm so intrigued. I just
we'll
want to see what happens.
Like, I like the fact that she's heel, but I still feel like it's not there for me yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's just I respect the honest truth. Like the whole
yeah,
you die, life sucks, and then you die. Forget about the kids. It's just like, bruh, like
the ones that made you.
Yeah, like, they don't want, like, I felt bad for that little boy who cried.
I loved it.
But
I loved
it,
but I felt bad. Yeah, it's a heel, but I feel like it has to grow more on me. But yeah. I do like the fact that she's not following Sasha's heel footsteps.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she's coming to her own. I just feel like because I'm not used to seeing her
it's gonna take
badass.
Some time.
Like, I do see where she had that human reaction and she turned on Sasha. And I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, cool. But it's going to take some time for me to, like, truly accept
I think when she turns
heel.
On Sasha, that yeah, exactly. That's when it's going to be
I don't
like,
want
oh,
that.
Really?
That's not going to happen.
You don't want that?
A lot
that's
of,
not going to happen. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I want Sasha to stay the heel.
Yeah.
I think she works better as a heel.
I agree. I totally agree. Let them be the most loyal, supportive best friends. I love that.
And then she, like,
oh, but
play the manipulation.
This is coming from you? Who always, like, best friends turning on each other?
I want Bayley to turn on Sasha if they have to turn on each other. If they do, I want it to be that way.
You okay. want Bayley to turn on Sasha,
yes.
not Sasha.
Yeah, because I feel like that's too predictable.
Yeah, but
I get your point.
But now
too.
It's
going to
be too predictable
but
now
also,
for Bayley.
You right. But yeah. then I also just love the obnoxious, loyal best friend. Like, every like, screenshot you see, like, Bayley's in the back, like, and then now you see Sasha like, yes, bitch. I just love that.
I just feel
that.
Like now how, especially now the dynamic has changed because now Bayley has officially crossed over to the dark
yeah.
side, right? So it's now, and then if you notice last week's episode of SmackDown, it was like kind of Sasha in the back, like,
yep.
and in the background.
The background
yeah.
But like playing, like being manipulative, like,
yeah.
like the puppeteer, right? Like,
it.
You know, and then Bayley just follows her
mm-hmm.
in a sense, like to the bad side. So
mm-hmm.
I would love for like Sasha to just keep her
me
like,
too.
Yeah, I'm supporting you. And then when the opportunity comes,
yep.
turn on her.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. But I'm hearing that what I've been reading or seeing on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, that they're going to do it to where Sasha plays the background, but then she's going to become a face.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
But I don't think it's going to be a face to where, you know, everybody, she's like giving hugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a face to where, like, how they're doing the Fiend and Rollins. Okay. Like, you, like me, I, like, we already know, I'm not a, the Fiend is starting to grow me, but it's not there for me yet or whatever. But Rollins is a face, but he's not liked. So I feel like they're going to do that to Sasha. Gotcha. Make her a face, but not liked.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, that's
so kind of like a tweener.
Yeah, she's a tweener.
Yeah.
I just hope, she has her best work is as a heel.
Yes. Right? And even when she's a face, it comes out sometimes. Like, she can't even help herself. Yeah. Like, it just comes so naturally.
Yeah.
Like, it really, really, really does.
Yeah.
So how do you rank the Four Horsewomen? Well, we know you're number one.
Right. Like, how do you rank the other three?
Right.
But in what sense? Like, overall, gimmicks, overall. Wrestling?
Overall.
That is so tough.
I can't do it either.
Because so I feel like, for example, like, I'll be completely honest. I don't think Becky is the best wrestler out of all of them. I think she's actually...
The worst? I mean, the least.
The least. I don't want to say worst because she's not a bad wrestler at all. But gimmick-wise, she's probably one, maybe two, because I'm being biased. Mm-hmm. But gimmick-wise or overall character, I think Becky is up there. But in regards to in-ring ability, I don't think she's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, okay. Sasha, number one. Number two.
It's hard.
Number two, I guess I'm going to say Becky because she's the man. She's the hottest thing right now.
Wait, Becky over Charlotte?
I'm going to be honest with you. Charlotte is a better wrestler than Becky, but her character doesn't resonate with me.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying for the longest. Mm.
Like I literally had this conversation with someone today at lunch. Like, everyone assumes, like, yeah, Charlotte's really, really great on the mic. Mm-hmm. But, like, do we get that mixed up with, like, just because she yells on the mic or speaks loudly, as opposed to, like, for example, I can't stand Alexa Bliss, like, in regards to, like, wrestling wise, but I have to give it to her. She's a great character. She owns her character and just has the crowd in the palm of her hand.
That's true.
I'm gonna give her that, right?
Yeah.
But with Charlotte, she doesn't necessarily get that reaction. But WWE, when you have a machine behind you that's constantly saying this, that, and the third. Yep. You're going to believe it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the athletic thing, right? I just literally had a conversation again and said, but Naomi's more athletic than her.
I agree. It looks more effortless from Naomi.
And it's fluid. It's not, you know what I mean? Just because, and I'm like, what does being athletic mean? What is it that Charlotte does? She does moonsaults. That's great.
Yes.
But a lot of times it doesn't necessarily connect.
Right.
You know, you have other people that have, like, Io Shirai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her moonsaults are gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Right? So, and it's like, what else does Charlotte do that you can say, yeah, you know what? She's super athletic. I mean, when it comes down to it, everybody's athletic.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So, and then her gimmick, like, it's just based off her father. Like, literally everything from her wardrobe to the music to her catchphrase.
Damn. Even her moves, like when he hits the Charlotte turnbuckle though. And he flips over and walks up, and
she's amazing though.
She is. I mean, compared to the rest of the absolutely, and she's gonna give you, you know, really
over-pushed,
good matches.
Definitely
over pushed. Yeah, you know, she's gonna give you great matches, but like, there's a reason why people like wrestlers around the world will rave over Sasha, but I've never heard that with Charlotte.
That's true, yeah.
That is so true.
But again, you know, the mindset of, again, she's a beautiful, tall, white blonde that her father's Ric Flair.
Yep.
And you have a machine, WWE, saying this. Well, she's the queen. She's this. She's a 10-time champion. She's this. She's that. You're going to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And people have their opinions. They're entitled to it. But at this particular moment, I'm going to give Becky the edge because... I mean, she's had a crazy year. And it was a lot. Most of it was organic until, like, recently.
Yeah.
Charlotte's never done that. You know what I mean?
I have an interesting question because we go back and forth on this all the time. Do you think Charlotte belonged in the WrestleMania main event
No.
match?
No.
No. I am signing out, guys.
And why? Thank you. And why Thank do you. You say that?
Thank you.
We over here.
Yes. This is why she on this side of the table.
I think that's what it is.
Janelle over here. Sorry.
Damn.
Okay. So why do you feel this way? Do you feel she was inserted for no reason?
Yes. That's literally what it was. Because from a year ago when Ronda came into back, well, came to the WWE, it was already Charlotte and Ronda. It was that was already like planted.
Yep.
Becky just caught fire. We were tired of like
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Bailey. Becky again with the whole when Nia punched her and like messed up her whole face.
Epic.
You know what I mean? She took it and was just badass. That was Becky's moment. Yep. But of course, let's insert Charlotte. For what? It really wasn't needed. It was not needed. Because, and then again, it goes back to, again, crowd reaction. Yeah, people react to Charlotte and she's big time. Well, there's a reason why.
They booed her every time she started to come out.
They booed her. And there's a reason why in the WWE shop, if you type in Charlotte Flair, mm-hmm. she has one shirt since Mania. Whereas Becky has had a numerous amount of shirts.
And I'm Bailey never a fan of the Charlotte designs. How do you feel about them?
I can't because, you know, shout out to the WWE shop. But
Sasha not came a lot back. Of new merch.
Sasha came back. She has 3 new shirts.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's not a coincidence that the reactions that she gets, and I'm not saying like people are completely silent when she does, but that was Becky's moment. She deserved it. She earned it.
Mm-hmm.
She literally earned it. Out of all 3 of them.
I feel like Charlotte earned it too, but I'm just... It's one of those things. I feel very attacked right now.
I'm sorry. This is your show. I don't want to attack you.
This is a safe space.
And I felt the same way you guys felt in the moment. But then in hindsight, in the bigger picture, I just couldn't imagine Charlotte not being a part of that match.
Why?
Like, because
she's the queen.
Yes.
Because now they're talking about, because I remember you said earlier that you think Becky's going to drop the title soon. I don't think that's the case because apparently they want to have her hold it until Mania to face Ronda. Because Ronda's coming back sooner than
later. You think she'll have it for that long?
That's what it's looking like. So they want to have
a whole year?
I'm over it.
I mean, I'm not knocking it because we haven't had a woman hold
the championship for that long.
The only one we had was, if I'm not mistaken, is Nikki Bella, and that was the Divas Women's Champion. So it was just like...
I mean, technically, Charlotte had the Divas title for like 300 and some odd days, and when it switched over to women's title,
Charlotte won it again, but...
And had it for a pretty long time.
Even longer
But they
than
didn't peg it as that. They left it as Nikki Bella being the longest reigning Divas Champion.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't mind Becky holding the belt.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's just like, really, we're going to do this to Mania again and wait for
Ronda
to come back? But then again, it's like, if she drops it, what's she going to do? Get her title shot again at Royal Rumble like she did this year?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you really have to think about it.
Yeah.
And when you think about it as well, who, you know, Sasha and Becky was fantastic. But who else after that? We're going to see Charlotte again, Charlotte and Becky. There's no one really, when you think about it, that, okay, if Becky drops it, that's going to be able to carry it. Like, and that's my issue with WWE. It's like, when something gets hot,
they run with it instead of
making it organic.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, again, going back into the Attitude Era and just speaking with the males, Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H, all those guys didn't hold the title for 6-7 months. It was literally like maybe 2-3 months, even 4 months.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it just seems like, okay, this person's quote-unquote hot. Let's just give it to them, give the title to them, and have them hold it for 2 million years. Yeah. And it's just like...
You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of miss those days, too, because... And I was talking to my sister about this, because she was like... Because Raw was so whack. It was 0 women's matches and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And she was saying how she's over Becky. She was like, was it like that when we was younger? Like, if one person wasn't on the show, was it whack? I said, no, we had a cast of characters.
It's like, you forgot people weren't on the show.
Yeah, like, I was a Stone... I literally watched every week for... Stone Cold wasn't on... After, like, a while, he wasn't on every Monday. Mm-hmm. So, like... But I wasn't like, I'm not going to watch Raw, because you had Mankind, Triple H...
You had other people.
X-Pac.
Yeah.
DX, all these other people. Yeah. Now it's kind of just like, all right, well, Becky's not on the show. Then there's no women?
Like, and you only have Lana. Nobody cares about her.
And it's not even in like a, Lashley. She's not even in a competitive situation. Right. It's in like some cheesy ass story.
And you only have Zelina, mm-hmm. which I did see that she Hurricane killed Rana.
It. She's been killing it.
Shit was crazy.
I'm a Zelina supporter.
Yeah, me too. I want to see her do more.
I mean,
more.
She does rep New York. She is from the Bronx.
She's from Queens. Like, don't take her from
Queens. Don't take her from Queens. Oh,
my bad. She's from Queens.
I told you that because I assumed she was from the Bronx.
Because she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm black and Puerto Rican. So someone that's Puerto Rican and from Queens, I'm like.
Yes, yes. So speaking of the Attitude Era, so how did you get into wrestling? How old were you? What's the first match you remember?
I can't really tell you a moment or a match that I was like, oh, but it was definitely, I was like 8 or 9 years old. And I was just, it was The Rock that just spoke to me.
We gotta have her on. More often. This is like, Do y'all see her?
Taste.
Like,
that's what it is. Exceptional taste. Stone Cold, you know.
It's okay. I understand.
You know? I remember, and it's funny because it wasn't like everyone loved wrestling growing up. Yep. And I literally remember in school, like, there were people that mess with The Rock and then people that were just Stone Cold fans, and we would, you know, not crazy, but go back and forth on who was better. And that was such a great time. Like, you could pick your favorite and not feel like, you know,
you're against me or
And it was so, it was just like every time I used to see him just come out and just that fine man and you know, just, and again, it's on the audience and just be cocky and arrogant and confident in what he was doing. I was in love, right?
Yeah.
And then besides that, it was just like the Attitude Era was just crazy.
It really was. You had to watch every week.
Like we were really corrupted. What child? You know, some 90s. Nah, for y'all who are younger than us.
Yeah, youngins.
Y'all don't know what it was like to be a 90s kid in the summertime.
Oh, my God.
This is when you went outside like 11 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's outside. You ain't go upstairs till about 1, 2 o'clock or whatever. You don't know what it's like on a Monday night when you're all playing. You got to watch. Yeah, 9 o'clock is 8:55. I'm going upstairs watching Raw.
Raw was only 2 hours.
2 hours then. Yep. And if I decide to come outside, I'll come back outside.
Yeah, and I gotta say how spoiled these current wrestling fans are, because you know how now you have recaps on YouTube. I could go on Hulu.
That.
If you did not watch Raw, you missed it.
There was no way of rewatching.
Unless you. And I remember, I don't know if you guys had this issue, but I remember like on my VCR, I would I would have to record, let's say, hours prior, because every time I tried to like program, it wouldn't actually record.
Yeah.
And I was like. Yep.
I remember those days. You gotta like do like a safe, like a buffer.
Just have it record if you miss something.
And they just fast forward whatever it records.
Yes, we used to do it for all the pay-per-views. We literally.
And my mom, she wouldn't let me order pay-per-views because they were like, what? How much? Like $40?
Yeah, and that was a lot at that time.
So what I would do, like I was mad fake. Like after, after the pay-per-view, I would go on like the internet, like dial up. And just get the results from WWF.com and then go to school and just be like, yeah, I saw it. And then tell everybody the results. That was my, you know, how
And then
I
you
had
know
to...
they're going
to
show all the recaps on Raw the next night.
And then you know how now they play some of the images and then
but
once they hit.
All of it.
We didn't have that.
At all.
Literally, it was all pictures. Yeah. And you just had to fill in the blanks and what was going on. That was it. So y'all have it spoiled
now. They
really
do. They got the
y'all
network
have it
and
good.
Shit.
$10
a month.
$10 a month.
I think sometimes it went up to like $60 a month for pay-per-views back in the day.
But
that might be now.
No, for WrestleMania, I remember definitely like a couple of times when my mom said, okay, you can order it. You know, the first WrestleMania that I was able to order was 17.
That's a big one.
Stone Cold and The Rock.
Because I swore The Rock was going to retain. And, I swore that clearly wasn't the case. Nope. I was devastated.
Sorry, guys.
I was devastated.
2 out of 3.
I remember
that's
when.
That's fine. We got our last one. It's fine.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Sure did get
and
our last
he, like,
one.
And he, retired after that and shit,
sure
too.
Did, then came back or whatever. But we don't care because, you know, The Rock came back at SmackDown, even though. I was heartbroken that he wasn't in Brooklyn, but whatever.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So,
I know.
It's okay. It's okay.
I saw him for Survivor Series in 2011 when he came back to team up with Cena.
Was that the surprise?
No, it was just like the first time it'll ever be done or whatever. I don't know. Okay. It was what was Miz and R-Truth's name? I forget.
R-Miz. I literally just made that.
I was thinking about R-Miz too, but I'm like, no, that wasn't
the
it.
Awesome Truth. That's what it was.
So good. Yep.
And yeah, they had that tag team match. And when I tell you Madison Square Garden like erupted when The Rock came out.
I can only imagine.
Chills. I'll never forget that.
I can only imagine. Mm-mm.
Who I got to see? Roman?
Yes.
That's it?
No, one day. One
girl,
day,
I'm
Krista,
telling you, I'm laying on
the
ground.
We're going to make that happen for you.
Listen.
It's going to happen.
Anyhow, my job pulls something off like that, and I am not notified.
It's going to be hell.
You know what? I can't even say that because it's recorded.
What if he was like off one day, and then you came into work one day, and then they like, oh, Krista, like The Rock was, like, casually, like The Rock was here. Like, I think Krista would quit.
How dare you? You have to.
How dare you?
Why wouldn't anyone tell you in advance that your favorite
They didn't tell me that Kofi Kingston was there.
Yeah, but
they didn't tell me that. Roman was there. I didn't work there, so that's fine. I met the Big Show there, so I'm good. But
they know you're a Rock fan, so
they should know.
Then they have to. That's disloyal if they can't tell you that.
That's true. We're not even going. I still need this job right now. So we're not even going
to
talk about
it. Sorry.
Positive energy. What other wrestlers you've met and how has those experiences been?
I've met, like I said, Stone Cold, Trish and Lita. They were cool. Becky. I've met Bayley.
Did you meet her in her man phase or like before that?
The man phase and before that. She gave me all the compliments in the world, and I was like, okay.
I heard she's like, she's super sweet.
She's a sweetheart, yeah, absolutely. Every time I go to Access, you know, now they do it where they kind of just wrap, like, they'll have them in one section and in the next one, so you kind of just have to meet them. I've met Finn. Mm.
I love me some Finn Balor. I just be like, can I rub your abs?
Yeah, they are really cool.
I'll be like
really
the creeps
awesome.
That be on our Twitter pages. Basically. Just for that night. Can I rub your abs?
I mean, his abs are like crazy. And then when I went to NOLA for Mania, I've met Bianca and Montez. Mm-hmm. I met Liv. Them. I met Xavier Woods. Like, I've met a lot of, like...
Mm-hmm. We had an encounter with Xavier Woods.
Was it?
On his way out.
Not even. When they won the tag team title with SmackDown, and they came
they
in our
came
section.
In the ring to celebrate. We were literally, like,
right there.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
She damn near dropped her phone.
I was like, oh, my God.
I could imagine.
Yeah, it was because I'm recording, like, okay, and then they're... I'm like...
She go, wait, they're not coming.
They're coming.
Wait, Krista, no.
And then Chris is actually on the website.
I'm on the website in the picture.
Like, in their celebration photo.
And then I had pulled Xavier. I'm like, can you take a picture with us? Like, you just want to be happy. He goes, I'm tired. I said, okay, take a picture with us. Got our picture. Shoot.
I heard that. You got to take that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I've met Naomi. I've met the Usos.
I've
heard they're really nice.
Usos are dope.
They're dope. Mad cool.
Okay.
I've met them like not meet and greet, and then I met them on NOLA because on Bourbon Street, it's just like, imagine a bunch of wrestling fans just hanging out and drinking and all this other stuff.
Casual.
So, yeah, they were super cool. So, yeah, now that I think about it, I've met quite a few people.
I think she's met more than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I always tell my friends this, like, because, like, I'm a mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we all have to be a mark to a certain extent, but I'm also, like, I'm not pressed to see so many people. Like like I said, I'm gonna always, if Sasha has a meet and greet or what have you, I'm gonna go. Mm-hmm. That's because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
But like, for example, Access, like, they'll have the you work Access, right? And you know they'll do the VIPs and then you can meet other people. Like I don't have to see
every,
like,
single person.
Exactly.
That's there.
Some people live for that, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm 29. I'm old. Like,
it's tired. It's a lot of standing.
It's a lot of standing, waiting online.
It is a lot of standing.
My knees don't be working.
I stood online to, well, who I thought I was going to meet, Beth Phoenix and Kurt Angle, for like 2.5 hours. And that's when I learned that you could actually fall asleep standing up. Because I have worked Access the whole day. So I'm literally like,
It's draining.
And then they change the people. Like, they can change the person after a nowhere. Time limit. And luckily, it was Lana. And I loved Lana, so I was like, okay, fine. But yeah. I was like, yo, I just stood on this line for 2.5 hours to meet someone I didn't meet.
And
them.
It sucks
like,
you gotta commit. Yeah. It sucks that you worked it. You don't even have, like, special privileges.
You only
to
go in first. So I was in the beginnings of the line, but.
Well, that's cool.
It's still a long ass line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot. You really gotta commit. If you wanna meet these wrestlers, like, you have to really be willing to, like, stand.
And it's just.
For a long time.
Yeah. Like, and I know my friend was like, all right, let's see this person. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. And I remember when I went to Phoenix for Rumble this past January.
Oh, nice.
My back, like, after a while, like, I was, like, in excruciating pain with my lower back. Like, I can't.
It's a lot. And then your adrenaline.
Like, all of that. And
we go to shows
tired.
The next day because we sometimes record after, like, we recorded after Evolution, like, for our first show. We're exhausted. Like, at first we thought we were going to be mad hype, but then we're like, yo, I'm fucking
literally,
tired.
Literally, like, if you watched our first episode, I'm literally saying like
we're
this.
We're like, yeah, because Evolution
leaning.
Was great.
And it's just like,
I feel that.
Holding up our heads, like, it was.
It's a lot.
Just like this, when we went to, we did the whole WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Especially me, because I was at Mania. Yeah. Lord.
Oh, my God. I got like super sick after Mania. Like,
did you?
10 hours. Oh.
Don't
yeah. Know. Yeah, like,
because it's just like
cold.
You're going and going and going and going.
It rained.
Whoa.
Like, I drove, so it's whatever. But, like, a lot of people.
I drove too, so I wasn't.
Why are we
just not me?
I wasn't at
what is going on? Mind you, I asked her if she wanted to come, her and sister. No, we're just going to go to the viewing party at the bar. And
yes, because I know how long WrestleMania is, and I was like, and I knew my sister was going to be able to get a ticket, and I was like, and I do a lot of stuff with Krista as far as wrestling
she
shows.
Had an extra ticket
and so she was committed, her friends was going to the viewing party, so I was like, you know what, let me do something with her. She's my twin too, so so wrestling for us is like special, and I have a wrestling girl, so I was like, you know, I gotta do,
but you,
she's honorary
together,
Letty, she's
right?
An honorary
but you guys could have did it as like,
well, no, because well, with her friends, like her
she
twins
had started.
Friends.
And, yeah, my sister started inviting her friends to the viewing party.
But if that
and
was
it,
the case,
it was
it
a
just
thing,
been,
and I was just like, okay, I guess,
guess I'm staying.
One of those things, yeah.
I hate.
Yeah,
I
what
hate.
Was a memorable show that you went to that like you think back on and you're like, yo, that was amazing.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Evolution. Like I. It was, and I always how I describe. I felt like it was such an intimate.
Yeah, I love that about it.
Authentic, like, just everyone was rooting for the women.
Yes. Yeah.
The women put, like, 1,000%.
And you
like, literally
felt
every,
it.
You felt it. Like, literally every woman, like, there was not one person that was like, you were like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every performer, like, put their best foot forward.
Yep.
And I got to share that moment with, like, groups of friends, like people, like my friends that don't live in New York, literally came out for the weekend because, like, you don't want to miss the first ever women's pay per view.
Yeah,
just the stage design, because you remember the reason why it was so low, I guess low key, was because they had to Raw was in like some next city, so they didn't have the production to come to New York.
No, but, I thought it was because of Crown Jewel. No,
maybe
no. Well, no, the reason. Yeah, that's the reason why Evolution happened. But
right.
In regards to, like the stage design, because, you know, like, when pay-per-views and stuff, it's, like, all these lights and this and that and the third. But Evolution was, like, very, like the lights were dim.
Yeah.
It was, like, it felt like TakeOver.
It felt like a house
that's
show.
Or a house show.
Like, but I liked that.
Yeah,
I
loved
it.
I loved it.
It's, like,
it's my favorite.
Knew, yeah.
It's my, literally, I can't think of another show where I was, like, from top to bottom,
entertain,
and it was just women.
It was great,
and it was like our—I don't want to say coming out party, but it was like kind of what that was for us because we went to Evolution. I said, "Yo, P," like we, and it was like looking back on our journey. We probably want to tell this speech on November 6th, but looking back at our journey, like we literally was looking for places to record.
Yep.
We were trying to set stuff up.
We
was like, you know what?
We have to cover Evolution.
We have to cover Evolution. Like we started out on IGTV.
Yep.
And then for us to go to Evolution and then drop the record and drop our video the day after, it was just like, nah, like it was meant for us to wait.
Yeah.
Until Evolution.
Oh, yeah. Because
it was
the
so
whole last year. The whole last year we was trying to do the podcast from like February.
From February.
And like we
it
were like, we need to press record.
Working.
IGTV just dropped. We were like, oh, let's do, we thought that was going to be the next new thing. So we was like, oh, let's do that.
I mean, people was for it when we dropped it on IGTV. It was just like, we wanted to be more consistent.
And it was hard to record because you know how I got to be vertical. So we're just like, how are we going to do that? And then everything came in.
It's a lot to figure out with IGTV.
Yeah.
No, but that's, I feel you.
And Evolution was dope.
It was so dope. And then I think it was there where everybody's wheels were turning because it was like, we need tag team. Like, they remember the paper signs?
Yes.
The tag
people
team
was
champions?
Handing them out, like, we want tag teams and shit. That was a great night for Ember Moon.
Everybody.
Everyone brought it.
Everyone. And I'm not the biggest Nia Jax fan, but even, like, for even her. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Or, like we spoke about Zelina, we want her to get more opportunity. Yeah, she had her
dope.
Moment.
She had a funny moment. It was fun.
She was like, It wasn't even like, okay, Zelina Andrade's manager. No, it was Zelina the performer. Like,
I want more of that.
She needs
really
to.
Do.
Absolutely.
But she training. We be seeing her on the gram with Alistair. She be training.
When
the time comes,
she's ready. She's ready.
That's it.
Yep. So I wanted to talk to you about all of the historic matches, but I think like that's just like, we got to bring you back on to talk about all of that stuff.
I felt like
you know
you showed me a list of things
like
we were to talk about.
A part two, because I like hearing about you as a fan. So I want to know how the podcast came about.
It's kind of like what you guys said, just how things happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to, I'm a huge Sasha fan. And like, you know how like people on Instagram, you posting your wrestling shirts, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get a following because you like wrestling. Oh, she's cute or whatever. Like, people follow you for whatever reason. I was always posting in, you know, Sasha merch. Mm-hmm. And then what she does is, you know, she'll like her fans' pictures and then post it in her
story.
I've
seen you on her page numerous... Before I even knew who you were, I recognized you from being on her stories.
And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, she posted a picture of me. Like, I forgot. I was wearing a Team Bad shirt and, like, whatever.
Nice.
And then Blue, shout out to Blue, he told me he was looking for a woman co-host,
mm-hmm.
because he felt like that wasn't that dynamic of a woman and mm-hmm. guy speaking about wrestling. And of color, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, it, again, keep it 100, what the sport is dominated by. So that's what he was looking for. And he doesn't really watch stories, too. So, like, it happened for a reason. He just came across my picture and was like, oh, this is what he told me. And said that, oh, she looks like she's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm wearing Tim's and stuff. Dead ass, son. Dead ass. So she's
dead ass.
She's from the area. And then I guess he followed me. And not to sound like full of myself, but you know, mm-hmm. certain people follow
what you.
You
do, yeah.
Right? And you don't follow back because you, whatever, you don't mm-hmm. realize, or whatever. And then I don't know why I happened to look at his DM. Because you know when someone doesn't follow you and they DM you, it goes into that whatever. And he started talking to me about basketball because I'm a huge basketball mm-hmm. fan. And I was like, whatever. But we kept talking mm-hmm. and then we kind of went back and forth in regards to like who was responsible for the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. And we got in a heated conversation. And he had mentioned before, I'm looking to do a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I don't know you, right? But mm-hmm. you could be whoever,
who
right?
knows?
Off the internet. But when we started, like, we really went back and forth, and he showed me that he worked at Hot 97, and he has the credentials mm. in regards to all that. I was like, you know what?
Mm.
Maybe we should do this, because I was thinking about doing a podcast prior,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't think to have a co-host. I was thinking, like, oh, maybe I should do it by myself. But mm-hmm. then I'm like, do people really want to hear just one person talk, or do they want to hear, you
multiple.
Know, a debate? Exactly.
Yeah.
So then again, like, we had that, like, legit argument or debate.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, the idea is just,
nice.
Yeah, you have a podcast.
Nice.
So
I feel like he was kind of, like, sampling how y'all would be talking about
probably.
And
like, the thing is, between me and him, he's an introvert, and I'm more outgoing. Like, not to say I have more personality, but I'm more, like, you can get me riled up more than him.
Got you.
If you say something, I'm not going to say I'm going to get into a fight or argue with you, but I'm more passionate
mm-hmm.
in this. Not to say he's not, but...
Who'd that sound like? Me, right?
Yeah. Which one is...
I'm you, and she's him.
Yeah. You
and
know
it
what?
And
I
depends.
Can keep it, but it works.
Yeah,
yes.
It works. Yes. But it depends on the situation.
Yeah,
like.
Because I can... And I think what also gets Krista fired up is, like, I can... honestly argue both sides of anything. Like, I can argue why Charlotte should have been in that main event, and I can argue why she shouldn't have been in that main event. Chris is like, no, you gotta
choose. As you should, right? Because you're playing devil's advocate, and it gives you can't always agree. And a lot of times that's we true. Do agree in a sense, mm-hmm. but it like when we have our debates about Brock and mm-hmm. Roman, like we like not yelling, but we yeah. go at it, and yeah. that makes good content. It so does. That's
I love cool you. I love that. Watching your show, and I like your dynamic because yeah. you see how like. He knows how to kind of get that out
he
of you.
He knows how to play your yes, buttons yes, real well, yeah. real well.
And it seems like y'all know each other for years. That's why I'm surprised to hear that you guys didn't start. Know each other for a while. Because it seems like you guys have been friends forever.
Yeah, I mean, he gets on my nerves, though, so.
Oh, that's it. That's how you know it's
yeah,
family.
You know it's real. But yeah. It's like I always say that I'm blessed. Like, God puts people in your life mm-hmm. for a reason.
Absolutely.
Because literally, like, a few months prior, I was like, I want to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know anything about all of this, right? Yeah. Because I'm not in the industry yeah. or anything like that. He was, mm-hmm. or he is. And for anyone could have came to me, oh, I want to do a podcast. Like, there's people that come to me about doing a podcast or mm-hmm. aside from this. And I'm like, you're not really showing me anything. Gotcha. And I wouldn't leave my partner anyway in that yeah. sense. So, like I said, anyone can come and step to you, but... It worked out.
Yeah.
So,
how long have you guys been doing it?
Well, this is our second season. We started last year, March of last year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. So y'all just had your year.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice. Congrats. More or less, thank you. We wanted to do like an anniversary episode, mm-hmm. but you know, doing a podcast and especially funding it and all that
with
stuff.
With life and yeah, we go through that all the time.
Girl, preaching to the choir.
You guys know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because we're just like wrestling fans at the end of the day that just want to like talk about
yeah. wrestling. That's really what it comes down to. If you told me before like March of last year mm-hmm. that there's black women or black right. males or Spanish women or people of color in general that love wrestling just as much as I do, I'll tell you
yep.
where.
Yep.
But to find out that people live like
in my vicinity,
but like Tatiana, like mm-hmm. you guys know her. Yep. She mm-hmm. works in with the Jobbers or what have you. We lived in the same building.
Really? Wow.
Growing yeah. up. We didn't know each uh-huh. other or whatever, but she knew and we lived in the same building growing up. Now wow. we're like the best of friends, you know what yeah. I mean? And it's all because of wrestling. Wow. You know what I mean? So
Wow. And I could say we met some amazing people just through wrestling like in the last like year mm-hmm. where it's yeah. like I'm so glad you're in my life, but you wouldn't. If it wasn't for wrestling, I don't even know how yeah. we would have even met.
Like, I can be a legit nerd. Like, I feel like I'm a best friend whore. Like, I have different best friends. Mm-hmm. But one of my friends that that's from Cleveland, mm-hmm. literally, like, we're best friends.
Wow.
I can literally talk not only about everything, but also be a mark and be a nerd or, nice. Like, mark out. Oh, this is what Sasha did, or this is what this mm-hmm. this happened. You
oh,
see
it feels
this?
Good to have that.
You know what I mean? Because and not to, I love my other friends, but I can't speak to them about mm-hmm. that. I can tell them that I love my favorite or love this, yep. and they'll be happy for me yep. or like, oh, that's cool.
Like, oh, okay,
but it's not when you can really bond off with someone right. about wrestling.
Yep.
So,
I love that. So, who was your wrestling crew? Because you said you went to WrestleMania with friends.
Yeah.
So
it's legitimately when I met these friends like from just speaking on Twitter and Instagram nice. And it just grew from there. Like it's like quite a few people, but I have a specific like two or three people that mm-hmm. you know, you want to go to an event, you know, we like out. That. So
dope.
Yeah.
Dope. So I want to also talk about representation also because we're like, Naomi is like, oh my God. And your favorite is Sasha.
Yes.
And because we're reflecting a lot because we're about to make a year, what does it mean to you to be a black, right? Oh my God.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you.
A black female voice in wrestling. Like, how has that experience been? Like, Janelle had a lot to say about, you know, because you're mostly in a male-dominated anything really yeah. like as a wrestling fan, like what does it mean to you to have a voice in wrestling, to be, you know, relatively well known and having met all your, what does that mean to you
again,
like, as a wrestler, like a lifetime wrestling fan?
Like, again, if you told me right before we did the podcast that again that there's people like that look like us mm-hmm. that love wrestling, I'll tell you where they're at.
Yep.
I'll ask you where they're at. But just to be able to do this, like a podcast, and just reach different people. Or people tell me when I go to a show, oh, you're Miss Jenna, baby, right? You have the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. You know, it's weird to me.
We just had this conversation with Janelle. Like, we was just saying, like, it's so weird. Like, on the walk-in for my very first viewing party with Jobber Tears, I was just like, oh, you know, I'm Krista B from Those Wrestling Girls. And Jen came up, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm such a fan. I'm like, what?
We
of
had
who?
One episode. At this point, we literally had, like, two episodes.
Yeah,
we're
like, of who?
I watched you guys' episodes. I've watched the quite a few, actually. Mm-hmm. And, I like, again, I feel like you're speaking to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, like, you have other podcasts, and no shade to them, but it's not relatable, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, we get that a lot, actually. Like, even from people that are not
wrestling fans,
and they're just like, it's just cool that black women are doing this. Like, a lot of, especially on Instagram, where they'll just be like, yo, this is just cool. Like, I don't watch wrestling. I might start. I kind of watch
Total Divas.
Y'all
got me into it.
But yeah. I think I'm going to start watching it.
Yo, when I first started, a lot of my friends were like, yo, this is fucking cool. This is like you're doing this, right? And again, it takes you back, like, wow, I am actually doing this. And people, like you said, come up to you like, I'm a fan, or you're this person, like, and I know there's a long way to go, and I'm pretty sure you guys feel that way too. There's so many like places that you can go, but it's been a crazy experience, and just I'm just hoping for it to continue. You know, for example, for the WWE shop to be like, we like your skits, we want you to do more of them, and we're like, okay, like, because it was just doing it just to do something different and hype up the show.
Yeah.
For the second skit that we did, and for them to reach out.
That's so dope.
Like, okay. You know what I mean?
And the skits are fun, so I can see why they would want to have you guys representing them.
You know, I don't like to, when they do repost, though, I don't necessarily like to read comments, because you're always going to have, and I'm not saying I have
haters.
You're
going to have trolls.
But you're going to have trolls, and it's just like,
it just opens up the world to negativity.
And you don't need to feed into all of that. Nope. So,
but my block button is real.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Really real.
Absolutely. You come, especially if you at me, if you take the time to at me and say something,
that's when you want the smoke.
Oh, wait,
you
so want, I, yes. yes. You want and smoke. I have to ask you, because Janelle is not on Twitter. You are.
Yes.
I know you've dealt with wrestling Twitter and all of, do you feel like it's toxic? How is your experience?
Hell
with that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why I'm not on it often. As of lately, yes, but I pick and choose when I want to go on, just because it's toxic as fuck.
It really is.
It's really, like, and again, when you tweet a certain way, for example, I'm a huge Sasha fan, so if I'm going to constantly, like, big up Sasha, you're going to have the crew that follows you, and you follow them, and it's just, your timeline is filled with Sasha, but then you have, you know, people who like to dabble with other wrestlers or fans of other wrestlers. So, and someone might say something about her, or say something about Naomi, or say something, and then you see that on your timeline, and it's like you can't help but look.
Yeah.
I don't argue with people, because again, I'm 29. Half of these people are teenagers.
We just came to that revelation. We were like, "What are we doing?
Teenagers?
They don't even know what they're talking about,
right? Some of them
just
grown
started
ass
watching
men
yesterday."
Yeah.
Like, grown-ass men still in their basement. Just, you know what I mean? Like, and then you got to... You just got to realize, like, wait, these people aren't, like, they just do it because they're not happy with their lives. And imagine, like, what the actual wrestlers have to go through. Like,
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
It's disgusting what some of the things people say.
And the crazy thing is, like, a lot of those accounts are, one, created for hate, and two, are following the people that they troll.
How do you get
so
up and just
that's
be like,
your life. Like, you get up to like
troll
and hate
because
on
they
someone.
Know that they would get a better reaction out of the trolling than a reaction out of the positivity. I'm glad that we were able to create something to where there's inclusiveness and then there's positivity. Like, our energy is just like, yo,
we're not gonna feed into that,
right? It's above me, like, that's what it is. And that's, we got, who we have? We have Naomi following us. We have Natty following us. We have Dana Brooke following us. And we just have all these wrestlers following us, retweeting us. And even if they don't retweet or comment, they're seeing what we're doing. Indies, major league, like, they're seeing all of that. And we're not trolling.
Right.
We speak our mind.
Yeah.
But we're not trolling.
We're not going to be, like, hateful and shit like that. Like, we would, like, we like to post things like thoughts on a wrestler. Like, we'll post, like, a photo. And, like, people will be like, oh, ugly. And I'm like...
That's not where we're at. We're not asking that.
I'm like, no, what do you think of her as a wrestler? Like,
and even still, like, again, I mentioned earlier, I'm not the biggest fan of Alexa Bliss or Nia Jax, but I'm not going to say flat out, I'm not going to flat out say, oh, they suck.
Yep.
Because they're actually performing, and I can't do that. I haven't taken a bump.
Who am I to say?
I would love to, like, just for, like, bucket list purposes to take a bump, but...
I got a bad back.
No, you and me both. You and me both right here. This part right here. But still, it's like, they actually do this. Mm-hmm. Some of them might not be as good. That's just my honest opinion. But I can't sit there and say, yo, she's trash, she sucks, she's this.
You're not going to go at Nia Jax telling her that you don't like her.
Especially, if I don't like a specific wrestler, I'm not going to follow them. Mm-hmm. You ask me their opinion about them, I'll give you my opinion and be as respectful as I can without, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to say, oh, you know, she's big or she's this, that, and mm-hmm. third. Who am I to come at anybody about what they look like? Right. You know what I mean? It's so... To answer your question, mm-hmm. Twitter is toxic.
Yep. Toxic as fuck.
It really is.
Toxic as fuck.
As fuck.
And as fans, I'm glad that, at least in New York, we're getting to know more of the, like, fans of color that are just peers. Like, we just want to get along and talk about wrestling. Like, we don't want to troll anyone. I mean, it gets a little intense, like, at viewing parties and stuff, but it's all because it's all in
your
fun.
Passion.
Yeah,
your
it's
passionate.
All in fun. Like, I remember when I went to the WrestleMania 35 main event, and there was this one person there that kept, like, trolling everyone, saying, like, Ronda Rousey is the reason why there's a main event. Da, da, da. The whole time yelling at the inside, even during the match. And we're all just like, okay, guy, we get it. But he was getting under people's skin, and he liked that he was getting under people's skin. So he kept doing it. And we're all like, okay, okay, okay. And he swore to God Ronda was going to win. Like, he swore to God Ronda lost. He was the quietest person afterwards, saying bye to everybody. Like, okay, bye. Bye. Not even look at people in the eye. And we're all like, wait, what was all that stuff? And all in fun. Like, what's all that shit that
you
were talking
about? You know, I would have put him on blast. Real. You said what? Huh?
Yes. She won what?
What?
And it was one of those moments where in the moment people were getting, like, legit annoyed, but then, like, it's you wrestling. Get over it. Like, it's like the match is done and it's kind of like, all right.
Like, we get annoyed when we at shows and they chant
CM Punk,
what? No, the what's are fine. The what's are fine.
Yeah, but is it fine when... The person doesn't necessarily speak proper.
Oh yeah, no, then
or
that,
has excuse me, have an accent. Like,
yeah,
that's
no,
mean.
That's
stupid.
Mean. But like, say it's somebody like who the Miz comes out
a heel, okay,
and
yeah,
and the what? Then that's when the what's
and
okay.
And I like when superstars can handle it and like crush it. Like they're like Alexa Bliss a couple times,
I was just
shut
gonna
it
say,
down. Like, okay, like stop. But sometimes it's
Bliss.
Just like, okay. Why are we? Why?
Why this
CM
happened?
Punk
into,
is not coming back. Stop.
No, the CM Punk one really bothers me because I'm just like, why?
But I also feel like being what, like I said, when I'm reading whatever with the whole rumors about CM Punk and you know, like, I feel like one day they're gonna yell CM Punk and his music is just gonna hit,
actually,
and everybody's just
gonna they're gonna be a shock. They're gonna so used to screaming his name for no reason that when he comes out they're gonna be like
they're not gonna know
what do we do?
Yes, gonna literally.
And you've gone to a lot of shows. There are very interesting personalities. Like I like to think of around me because it's always just like, it's always a mix of like got the kid, the family. Like oh, you got the couple. Then you just got the obnoxious drunk people, and like everyone's genuinely nice, but then you got the ones that's just like talking shit. And you're
like,
just
we were at Madison Square Garden, and they kept yelling, "Yeah!" I said, "No, please."
At first, I was like, "Yes, New York,
New
the
York."
Building.
Yeah,
then I'm
like,
while,
she kept
we were
missing
like,
it though. Like, and I'm like, "P," she goes, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And then after a while, it just kept going.
We're like, okay,
and it wasn't like the originators, if you know what I mean. I'm just like,
it was then
just trying to be,
down. Like, bruh, what are you doing?
That's always the case with them, but
that's neither here nor there.
Right. Yes.
So I want to hear another memorable show you went to close out.
Oh, that's it? Our time is up?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
I went fast,
we
yo.
Talked about a
I know, right? Well, we gotta
like we
have
talked
you
about
back.
A lot, but not about
not what
anything.
We needed
thing.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I love because that means that you just gotta come back.
Well, yeah, oh, and then you guys gotta come
gotta
to the
have
show.
Janelle
we
here.
Would love that. We would love that.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely wanna have you guys on.
Well, we do cross show type of thing, especially now that we record at the same studio.
Yeah, there's no really no excuse.
No excuse at all.
Come over in the next Right. In the next room.
When do you guys record?
Fridays.
Okay. Okay.
It's actually Thursdays, but got you. Pretending it's a live show. No. Got you. Takeovers are memorable for me because they're always good.
Yep. Yep. We said the same thing.
I always enjoy takeovers. I know you wanted. We was gonna talk about Royal Rumble. I didn't get to go to the first one for the women. But that was memorable. Yeah. Actually, just watching it as like recent pay per views.
So you were at the one where that Becky won.
Yes. Wait. The one in Phoenix.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh my god. Because I even have goosebumps thinking about the crowd when Finn was like, and let her be in a Royal Rumble. You were in. How did it feel when?
It's because we were all anticipating it. We knew that it was because. Like, again, Becky's momentum from Survivor Series of last year to Royal Rumble was just like...
Yeah. It was up there.
It was wild. You know what I mean? And it was organic. Yep. So we were all trying to figure out, wait, how is this going to happen?
You know she's going to win somehow.
She lost to Asuka at the beginning of the night. Yeah. So it was just like, damn. Yeah.
So it's in the makings, but how? And then when, you know, fortunately Carmella, you know, couldn't participate, but it was, you know...
No, Becky, I thought it was Lana.
Yeah.
It was
Lana, okay.
It was Lana.
With the sorry, Mella. When she really tried to make it out.
Yeah.
Corey was like, that's just dumb.
he was mad, right.
He was big mad.
We anticipated when the music hit and we were happy. Like I was happy because I've been a Becky fan. I don't want to say a stan, but I've been saying since 2016, if anyone deserves,
it's her
because it's her. She didn't win the NXT Women's Title back in NXT. She was always the one eating pins. You know,
that's true.
The triple threat between her, Sasha and Charlotte.
She didn't even get recognized didn't get a Mattel doll.
She did it. I didn't even realize that.
She was just sitting there. And then now she's like, I went from getting no Mattel dolls to two.
Yeah.
With that. Two belts. Oh, I'm like,
two belts.
Becky. Love you, girl.
Go off. It was a feel good moment. We knew it was going to happen.
Nice.
And it was one of the things where, because again, I feel like WWE is just, we really don't like it, but we're not going to listen to the fans. We're going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. So this was literally the first, the first time where something like we were really behind, which was Becky, and they let it happen.
Let's do it.
But I feel like they also ruined that too. But that's right.
Do you feel like she's being overpushed now?
I truly because it's not organic anymore.
It's not.
Okay, so please walk me through to where the organic, ness stopped.
Okay.
Because I'm liking this man character and whatever. And sometimes I miss Raw because of work. So I'm just trying to figure out when and where did this organicness stop. Like, did it stop after she stopped feuding on Twitter? Did it stop after...
That's a good question.
Like, it's just trying to figure out where did it stop and where did people start to feel like, okay, Becky needs to, drop the belt. Becky needs to stop being pushed. Because I don't see her being as pushed as much.
Uh-huh.
I really don't. Like, and you already know me.
You'll be the first one.
I'm a Roman stan.
Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead.
I'm a Roman stan, but I'll be like, nah, they giving
why
him.
Why are you...
I'm not a particular
Roman fan.
Again with her?
Yeah, I'm again with her. But it's just
I'm
like,
a Joe fan. I love him.
Let me know if you want to do the show.
Got you,
but
sis.
Because remember when he opened every show?
Yeah,
now it's Becky.
But now you couldn't, but for me, you couldn't never say that, I never said, okay, they're giving him this John Cena push. Nobody wants this. Like, let Roman rest. I always called it out. And then today makes a year since he, his leukemia thing. Yeah. Today is that day. But he's back.
He barely gets booed.
He's back and he barely gets booed, but he's also a mid-card now. Mm. And we just had this conversation last week where it was just like Roman can technically fight anybody and push them over. And that's what I feel like he's doing now.
Yeah.
But he fought Buddy Murphy. Yeah. Like, they're using him in a good way to where they're not giving him that John Cena push or whatever. Like, they're really using him. So I feel like I'm just trying to figure out where did the organicness from Becky stop?
In my honest opinion, I felt during the build towards Mania, because Becky's character was like anti-establishment. Like, you weren't behind me. I'm the man. I'm gonna do this. Yeah. I'm gonna break down barriers.
She was the Austin of that time.
She was literally like that was where she was headed. So when you had Vince input Charlotte, and then Triple H and Stephanie were trying to tell her like, well, you're not gonna be in the main event if you don't check your knee and stuff. So it should have been. From there, that storyline should have been different obstacles that Becky had to get to overcome. But when all you had her do was just apologize, and then you're in the picture, that it's like.
And then they did that leg thing for
way too long.
Like I got to the point where I was like, these damn crutches. Like,
and then even at one point, she didn't limp on the right leg. Yeah. So it was just.
She holds the wrong knee at first, and then she like switches.
It was like, you know, and granted, you're human. It happened. It's wrestling. Not everything is gonna
shit.
Be
maybe she really hurt that knee. She held maybe. It
so it was that, and then after a while, because then you put Charlotte into it, so it should have been Becky and Ronda's feud. And then when you put Charlotte in it on your own damn show, attack. Yep. This is why.
Glad I have someone on my side.
And the chair happened to be on that side, so you would have been sitting next to me.
But see, everything happens for a reason.
Just staring you down.
So we're going to have a debate show about.
All right, we're going to call Janelle.
About the queen.
Oh, God.
Because she's not. No, Janelle is not a Becky fan.
Oh, yeah, she can't stand convinced. Becky. She's
so
not
we
convinced.
Need a four horsewomen type.
Although Janelle does have the man shirt, so I'm just putting her out there.
Right.
But
calling you out, sis.
Calling you out. No, but that's where I felt like the steam was lost. Kofi Mania blew up, like, literally.
That kind of overshadowed a lot for me, too, because that's a whole nother, like.
To be honest, for me to be there, I guess I have to keep stressing. I was at my first WrestleMania ever.
Yes! Yes! And
to be there, it was like, yes, everybody was behind Kofi Mania. Like, it was like, you would have thought Rock Austin was fighting when Kofi won. That's how loud it was.
Yep.
And then when Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda come and they do their whatever, it was like.
The crowd was already exhausted.
One, they were exhausted, but the noise was just as loud when Becky won. And I feel like. With them two,
I didn't get that vibe because I was there too. I felt like because it was a messed up finish.
Yeah. The finish was like confusing. Everybody was confused as hell. Yeah.
But we were happy like, that she won.
I said, "What happened?"
Yeah.
And then the music hit and they played. I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
So, but I don't know what side you was on, but I know on my side, everybody was just like that. Pop was just like crazy. So. I don't feel like Kofi overshadowed Becky. I felt like because the way that they pegged it, it was literally like this. Like it was up here, but it was like this. Like Becky, first women's main event. Becky wins both belts, first to ever do it. Kofi, after being here 11 years, he's the first African and the first African-American to hold that championship.
And I love for some reason that it was against Daniel Bryan, who was the B-plus player first. So everything about that was so
dope. He came back as B.
And that was organic, right?
It really was.
I'm gonna say I felt like, again, because like you said, you were in a different section. I felt like where we were at, because again, people were confused and people were happy that she won. I had my Becky jacket and shirt because I was that's what I was rooting for. But I felt like it the main event underperformed. I agree. It was hyped, the first ever women's main event. So if that's the first ever, you gotta go all out.
You do.
And I felt like that's not even the top women's match of this year.
No.
You know what I mean? So I felt like, especially if you're the first ever, that means you have to kill it so it can happen again in regards to women main eventing.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that matched for me. I didn't feel that.
Read that a lot, too.
It met that. But and then just after that, just answering your question in regards to the organicness being lost, then it was just, again, like, okay, she has the title, and you had her face Lacey Evans. And I love Lacey.
That's what I was confused about, too.
But Lacey wasn't ready. Her character is strong.
Very strong.
But
a lot of potential.
But and then after that, it was Natty. And Natty's cool. She's like the you know. But
it's Natty's boring. Natty is a good wrestler. We say it all the time. She's a good wrestler, but right now nice what her person. Character is, it's boring. And it's either you want to be nice or you're going to be mean. You really, and you can't work both. You're not like everybody else. You can't work both, sis.
Yeah. So, Becky, like, so if you don't have someone like Charlotte and Ronda to make you like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It had Sasha to come back for, like, everybody to be like, oh,
that's
okay.
What I actually, because everybody knew Becky wasn't about to drop to Lacey. So, like,
Or Natty.
Or Charlotte again.
Yeah.
So, when Sasha came back, like you said, that's when I was like, oh,
she about
like,
to drop
and
it.
I love how Becky was putting Sasha over so much, like, this is going to be competitive type of shit. Yeah. And then Sasha didn't get the belt. And now I'm wondering, like, who should her next challenger be, though?
It's going to be Ronda, because Triple H said that she's coming back sooner than later. You think so? I mean, who do we have that can really take the... Unless WWE decides to wake up one day and go, you know what, we're going to start pushing a whole bunch of women and making them look strong and finally giving them a great storyline.
That's the problem. They need to.
There's no one that can... Maybe, listen, Asuka and Kairi, you know, they're good, great competitors, but if you're not going to build them like that, it's just going to be one after the other.
Yeah, so. I see them trying to. And, okay, so it seems like we have... more time. How do you feel about the tag team championship division?
No, we don't have more time.
Is
we're going overtime. I'm sorry, sir.
Yes. I apologize.
Got you. So, yeah, we have to definitely have you back on for a lot of topics. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Jenna. Thank you.
So clearly I'm going to need someone on my side
it's been fun, but it's
we're not attacking
weird.
You, sis. We're just
vibing. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
So where can people find you and your show on social media?
You can find me on social media at Miss Jenna Baby, B-A-Y-B-E-E. And my podcast is at The Mixed Tag Show. We're on... every podcast platform, iTunes, Google, Spotify, like you guys. Yep. And you can find us on YouTube if you prefer to watch.
Nice.
And on that note, it's your girl, Krista B.
And Queen PR.
And we are out.